I've always loved songs ever since I was a small kid, and I'm always listening to music that makes me happy. My life has really been enriched by music, and somehow I always felt like I wanted to write songs that could make other people happy the way songs have made me so happy all my life.
In the old days, it would have been songwriters gathered in the same room, but obviously it's not the old days anymore. So how is technology affecting you as a songwriter?
Technology and the marketplace combined have changed a great deal what I do.
Close your eyes, give me your hand.
When I started out, I would write a song during the 1980s when I wrote with Tom Kelly. We would make demos, and the word demo at that time implied that the songwriters would go in and make a relatively basic or rudimentary demo of a song, and then send that out to either a recording artist or a recording artist manager, or more often an A&R person at a record label. And if they liked the song, then that demo would be sent to a record producer. And that producer would then go in the studio with the artist and make the final recording of the song.
Cut it out, drop it, count me out, baby, stop it.
In this day and age, because of the advent of affordable recording equipment that everybody can have in their basements or living rooms, people are making records in their homes. Record companies are on a tighter budget because records aren't selling like they used to. There actually isn't such thing as a demo really anymore. When I write a song, now I'm writing with a guy called Josh Alexander, when we write a song together, we turn into a record company our so-called demo. But if the record company likes it, what they expect to do is to send their recording artist to our studio to put a vocal on that so-called demo, and then it'll just be remixed and that's the record.
So your backing tracks can't just be guitar, bass, and drums anymore. But then again, your demo of Like a Virgin is very similar to the treatment that Madonna eventually gave the record.
Yeah, that's true. But she did go in the studio in New York with Nile Rodgers. She used our demo as a precise blueprint, but she didn't sing on top of our demo track.
Since people are able to do most of the recording themselves on a computer, do you think there still is a market for songwriters?
Oh, absolutely. There's a need for a songwriter because the melody and the lyric have to be written by somebody. There are songs, especially some of the heavy rap or dance songs that come out today, that are more about the tracks, meaning computer-driven music. But it's coming back around. I think there are more real songs being written in the last, say, 12 months than there had been in the previous 5 years.